Chapter 1. The Physical Earth. Page 16. Note-taking. Listening for supporting details. Step 2.
Now, I'd like to discuss each of the three main sections. First, the crust. The Earth's crust is what we see when we look at Earth's surface. If you imagine that Earth is a piece of fruit, the crust is like the skin of the fruit. Our planet's skin is made up of solid rock and is less dense than the mantle or the core. There are two kinds of crust, oceanic and continental. As I said before, you can only see about 30% of the Earth's crust. The rest is covered by oceans. The crust underwater is called oceanic crust, and it's only about 6 to 11 kilometers thick. The part of the crust that makes up Earth's land areas is called continental crust. It's thicker than oceanic crust, about 30 to 40 kilometers thick. The movement of Earth's crust causes earthquakes and the formation of natural land features, such as mountains and valleys. Moving down from the crust, the next layer of the Earth is called the mantle. This layer is much thicker than the crust and goes down to about 2,900 kilometers deep. It's also much denser than the crust because most of the Earth's mass is located in the mantle. The upper part of the mantle is cool, solid rock, like the crust. But the further down you go, the more the temperature increases. And so the lower part of the mantle is hot and soft. Finally, continuing down toward the center of the planet, we come to the core. The Earth's core is a little thicker than the mantle and can be divided into two parts: an outer core and an inner core. The outer core is extremely hot. So hot, in fact, that the rocks and minerals here melt and become liquid. Think about that. About 2,900 kilometers below us, there's a layer of liquid rock near the center of the Earth. At the very center of the Earth, there is a huge ball of very high pressure and high temperature material. This is called the inner core. Scientists believe the inner core is made of solid iron and nickel. These two metals together, plus the pressure of the rest of the Earth pushing down on it, create temperatures as high as 4,000 degrees Celsius. This heat moves outward from the core and heats the planet from the inside.
Now complete the steps in your book.